I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about our Summer of Discernment and the Exodus devotional guides that I've given you. I mentioned it in the sermon. But the question that we're asking, the big question is, where to now, Lord, as a church? Kind of how do we become the church God wants us to be at this exact time? The aim of this summer, though, is really for you, to guide you into seeking God on your own and saying, Lord, what do you want from me? If you look at it, I have inside all the instructions are in there. Take a moment to read through it. Whether you are a eighth grader or been out of eighth grade for a few decades, take time to read through the introduction, which basically says the intention of this devotional is to guide you to seek God, to listen to God, to discern God's calling for you during this season in your life and in the life of our church community. So you're going to do that through scripture and prayer and quiet listening to God. So this will be a new thing for many of you. Inside, there's a lot of empty space that you can use to write down a verse or a phrase or a word, something that comes to your mind as you're thinking about the scriptures or you're praying or you're just saying, God, what do you want from me today? And I think if you do that, if you just open up to God and you just listen to him, if you hear the phrase, you're a loser, that's not from God. If you hear the phrase, I made you and I love you, write it down. Okay? Some of that is pretty easy. But I think over the course of the summer, my hope is that you will seek God and listen. I want you to seek God and listen for yourself. What is God calling you to? Some of the impetus for this was because of a unique opportunity that we became aware of in the fall. So this is also part of what we're discerning this summer. We became aware of a local church here in Vienna, Faith Baptist Church, located at 301 Center Street, that they were in the process of evaluating their facility needs and considering renting or selling their property and possibly moving, though that's not imminent. So they're a church with property across from Waters Field, next to the fire station and the police station right there. And they're in the process of discerning. It became something we became aware of, but they asked us to be confidential. So the staff and the council, the leadership, have been trying to discern, God, what do you want us to do? We've been evaluating this, and we finally got permission from them to make it a public thing, although it's not public, but just to let our church know about it. And what we decided as a church council and as a leadership regarding this particular property was we need to make a decision about who we are. Discern what sort of a church we are called to be, our unique kingdom identity and calling, so that we can better answer, more clearly answer, whether this is an opportunity that we're going to step into or not, or any future ones for that matter. So when Christ Church Vienna began almost 8 years ago, I initially said, we will not have a building. And the reason I did that was because I know people come from church building churches and they expect a building, we'd be focused on the wrong things. The church is not a building, it's a gathering of people seeking God. But for several years, we've also been open to God, what do you want to do? We want to be here long-term in Vienna, and so we want to be open to what God would do and opportunities that would come our way. So over the past couple of years, we also started a location team. That location team had a mandate to look for places for us to meet for special services. And you've seen that. We've had Ash Wednesday services, snow services, funeral services at area churches and other buildings. We've also been trying to think, what if we ever lost the ability to be in a public high school? Where would we go? Is there a church that would welcome us even in an afternoon or evening? And we wanted to be a church that was aware of the land and the properties and everything out there, just to be good stewards of our resources and what God might be calling us to. Now, this location team is being asked to evaluate this particular opportunity, the Faith Baptist Church opportunity, and whether this is something that is viable and something God is calling us to. And they're evaluating it on a kind of that wisdom business sort of sense of things. But we also have established this summer, and that location team is being led by Rob Thompson, one of our church council members, and it has been for a couple of years. The other team that I am leading is called our discernment team. So we have a location team about this particular opportunity and any other future ones, and a discernment team that I'm leading with some of our current and former council that is going to try and help you to discern what God is calling you to and to evaluate what God is calling us to as a church. So our hope is, my hope is, this discernment team will help you to understand how to seek God and hear from him yourself. So we're going to create learning how to listen to God opportunities. We're going to partner with Matt and Kim Hemsley to do a session coming up in a few weeks on hearing from God. We're going to partner with Corehaven and Bill Haley and maybe try to run either a day retreat out at his place in the valley for people who want to go and seek God. We're also going to, we're trying to partner with John Lauer and Hartsong in a process of learning how to discern calling. We'll try and do a number of these ways for those of you who've never done something like this to learn how to hear from God, to do a day retreat, to do a morning session that just helps you to stop and think through, how do I do this well? Because we want you to be able to seek God on your own. And in this, we're going to facilitate the listening process as well. So we have a new email address, listen@christchurchvienna.com. I want you to use that if you sense God saying something to you. If you have something encouraging to say, like, I was praying this morning, which I don't normally do, and I actually stopped praying and was quiet, and a verse came to me. Share it. Share it at listen@christchurchvienna.com. We're going to try and take in everything we hear and use the discernment team to evaluate what is God, what are we sensing God is calling us to as a church? What kind of a church are we meant to be? What is it that God is pushing us into? And the hope is that we will gather all these things and be able to discern, draw conclusions at the end of this summer on who we are called to be, our unique identity, what God is calling us to in this next season, and be able to properly evaluate this opportunity with Faith Baptist Church. So, our goal, my goal, is for you to seek God. I think that if at the end of this summer, half of you spent time once a week seeking God and began to have a fuller understanding of how God has made you and called you, we will have a vibrancy and a clarity for us as a church, because we will see God moving in your life and in our church's life. And from that, be able to understand, how is God calling us as a church? What is he calling us to uniquely? How does he want us to impact the kingdom for his glory and his purposes? So this is what we're doing this summer, okay? A lot there. Unique opportunity, your own calling, seeking the Lord, trying to understand what God wants us to do with this particular opportunity, but also what God is calling you to and what God is calling our church to. So it's a unique opportunity. I'm going to pray a prayer called the Prayer of Self-Dedication, and then we're going to set the table for communion. But hear this prayer as we enter into this process. Make sure you got one of these. If you didn't because you rejected on your way in, pick one up on the way out. If you came in with a family member who also knows how to read, they should have their own. You should have your own. There's no sharing here, okay? We have enough. Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you this summer. So guide our minds. So fill our imaginations. So control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you. And then use us, we pray, as individuals and as a church. Use us as you will, and always for your glory and the good of all people, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Two last things. Next Sunday and the Sunday after, we're going to have after church meetings about the property itself, so that you can ask questions, hear from the location team, and bring up any ideas, thoughts that you have, help them to know the best ways to process this. I'll send out an email that will also include the link of this kind of message and the listen@christchurchvienna.com email, reminding you to hear from God and share with us so that we can do this together. So next Sunday, the 16th and the 23rd, there'll be meetings after church for those who want to kind of talk more about this particular unique opportunity. Okay, we finish with Holy Communion. This is a chance to come to the table of God as his people. If you're a believer in Christ, you reject sin and want to put your trust in him, come and receive at this table. If you don't feel like you can today, you can either stay in your seat, or when you come forward, cross your arms. We'll say a word of prayer and blessing for you. So we're going to take up an offering. We're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to seek him, knowing that he will meet us and already has this day.